I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. Vermont health officials reported 102 new COVID-19 infections today as the state passed more than 10,300 cases. Large pockets of new cases were reported in Chittenden County with 31 new cases, as well as 16 cases in Windsor County and 14 in Bennington County. There are now 40 people hospitalized with the virus, five of whom are in intensive care. A five-year analysis of police traffic stops in Vermont reveals widespread racial disparities, according to a study released Monday. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, researchers say Black and Hispanic drivers are more likely to be ticketed, arrested, and searched compared to white drivers.
The study, led by University of Vermont economics professor Stephanie Seguino, found stark disparities in arrests. The rates for Black drivers were 70% greater than white drivers. For Hispanics, the arrest rate was 90% greater. The report also found that Black drivers were about 3.5 times more likely to be searched during a stop than white drivers. Hispanic drivers were 3.9 times more likely to be searched. But both groups were much less likely to have contraband, which the report says means police are using a, quote, lower bar of evidence to search drivers of color. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
And the mayor of Vergennes says she'll leave office when her term ends in March because of what she calls, quote, corruption that's left government in Vermont's smallest city in a, quote, financial mess. VT Digger reports Mayor Lynn Donnelly announced her decision at a Vergennes City Council meeting last week. She did not elaborate on her allegations of corruption. Donnelly took office in July after then-Mayor Jeff Fritz resigned amid controversy around text messages that made apparent threats to other city councilors. Other aldermen told VT Digger they have no information on Donnelly's claims of financial mismanagement or corruption. They called on the mayor to provide proof of her allegations. It's 11:06. Any morning sun will fade, cloudy for the afternoon, with snow showers in New York, then spreading into Vermont. Highs in the 20s north, low 30s south. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.